Good afternoon. It's 4 minutes past the hour. You're listening to All Things Considered here on South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Vince Colplugo with these headlines. Forecasters warn parts of the state could see some hazardous weather later today. The National Weather Service says showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop once again this afternoon in the Midlands, producing heavy rainfall with periods of strong gusty winds. Meanwhile, forecasters say some storms are likely to develop this afternoon in the upstate, then race eastward across the PD through the evening. Forecasters warn any of these storms has the potential to create cloud-to-ground lightning, gusty winds, and heavy rainfall. Adding to that, rains from earlier in the week have caused at least one river to flood. Forecasters have issued a flood warning effective through Sunday for the Great PD at PD, affecting Florence and Marion counties. A Ladson man authorities say wanted to commit a Pulse nightclub-style attack has pleaded guilty to trying to support ISIS. Federal agents arrested the 19-year-old last year in Charleston before he boarded a plane headed for Jordan. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more from Charleston.
Authorities say Zakiri Abdeen had no idea he was talking to an undercover FBI agent. When he bragged last year, he wanted to torture an American and threatened to attack a U.S. site. Agents had been watching Abdeen since he was 16. He was arrested then after authorities say he talked about stealing weapons to kill U.S. soldiers in the Middle East. He was paroled early, and a year later, agents say he posted on social media he was going to carry out an attack like the Orlando nightclub massacre, but he didn't have any weapons. So as he put it, he saved and saved and got weapons. Abdeen was arrested at the Charleston airport last spring. He faces 20 years.
South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen. The fallout continues from Element Electronics' announcement that it will have to close its Fairfield County TV plant because of trade tariffs recently imposed by President Trump. The company says 126 workers will lose their jobs. In Fairfield County today, United States Senator Tim Scott acknowledged the tariffs are causing lots of uncertainty for American businesses.
Most businesses are very anxious because you need certainty and predictability in order to create long-term business planning. They don't have that today. I've echoed those comments specifically. I had a meeting with President Trump right after I had a conversation with the CEO of BMW.
Scott says there may not be any type of immediate remedy for companies like Element Electronics who close because of the new tariffs. A group of workers at the Port of Charleston is suing its employer, accusing the company of violating federal labor laws. The Charleston Post and Courier reports about two dozen stevedores claim their employer, SSA Cooper, misclassified them as executives to skirt paying them time and a half for working more than 40 hours per week. SSA Cooper has not issued a response. The company settled a separate class action lawsuit filed last year by Charleston area stevedores and agreed to pay nearly $700,000 to 25 workers. Defense attorneys are challenging indictments issued by a grand jury that approved 904 cases in a single day. 27 defense attorneys joined in a motion last week to quash the indictments approved by the York County grand jury. The motion says every single case was approved at an average time per indictment of 39 seconds. A grand jury has up to 18 members who hear basic facts about a criminal case. And authorities say a man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for killing a woman after seeing a large roll of cash in her purse. Solicitor David Wagner says 25-year-old Chevis Morris told investigators he meant to just hit 38-year-old Jennifer Poor in the head with his gun and then steal her cash, but authorities say the gun fired and hit Poor in the chest. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.